نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد، رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم says من أصبح منكم آمنا في سربه ومعافا في جسده وله قوت يومه فكأنما حيزت له الدنيا بحذافيرها. A person wakes up in the morning and he finds three favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Favor number one, safety and security. There is no fear, nothing to fear, safe, sound. Like in the country we live in, alhamdulillah, we wake up in the morning, nothing to fear. We go in the park on our own, nothing to fear. We walk in the street early in the morning on our own in the darkness, nothing to fear. We travel from here to Manchester, from here to London on our own on the motorway, nothing to fear. Amn, safety, security. This is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are so many favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which our faculty of intellect fails to comprehend as favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't realize that this is also a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is also a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is also a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Eyes, we all understand it is a favor of Allah. Ears, favor of Allah. Tongue, favor of Allah. Brain, favor of Allah. Food, favor of Allah. Drink, favor of Allah. Amn, safety, security. These are those favors which one only realizes when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes them away. Health, a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But many people only realize that health is a very great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they themselves become sick. There are some who realize the health being a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon seeing other sick people. But many people only realize when they themselves become sick. قدر النعمة بعد الزوال. A person will value a favor only after it has been taken away. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has mentioned certain favors to remind us, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a very, very affectionate teacher. He loved his ummah. So he mentioned certain favors, that these are those favors which people will fail to realize that these are favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So value them before they are taken away. اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس. Value five things before other five things overtake them. حياتك قبل موتك. value your life. Life. Life, great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Life is made up of time, seconds, minutes. Every second is invaluable. Every second. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is exhorting his ummah to realize the value of life, value of time. That value life before it is taken away from you, before your death comes to you, before you die. Second favor, wealth. Wealth, a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when a person is wealthy, well-to-do, he doesn't realize that it is a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, realize this favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and value your wealth before you become poor. What you are able to do in your life, you will not be able to do after you die. What you are able to do whilst you are wealthy, you will not be able to do after you become poor. When you are wealthy, you are able to look after the poor, look after the masakin, the fuqara, the destitute. You are able to look after the widows, the orphans. You are able to assist in dini causes, in good causes. But when we are wealthy, we don't realize that. We don't realize that this is a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through which I am able to help so many people and acquire the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, we are holding, accumulating wealth and just enjoying that wealth ourselves. And many a times, wealth becomes so beloved that all enjoyments are also sacrificed for only the enjoyment of holding the wealth. That itself becomes the enjoyment. الَّذِي جَمَعَ مَالًا وَعَدَّدَهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned those people who accumulate wealth and count wealth all the time. 5,000, now 6,000, now 7,000, now 8,000. No, 8 must become 9, 9 must become 10. Wealth. Number 3, shababaka qabla haramik. Youth. A great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we are able to do in youth, we will never be able to do when we become old. Great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But how many young people realize that this youth is a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and it is not going to remain with me for long? The vigor of youth, the energy of youth. How many young people actually divert this energy and vigor towards the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Instead of bringing comfort to people through the energy of this youth, through the vigor of this youth, we become the cause of hurt to people. Instead of assisting people with this ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we oppress people. So much so that we are not even prepared to pay heed to the advices of our parents and our elders. We become a means of pain for our parents, for our teachers, for our mashayikh, for our elders, elders in the family, elders in the community. What is the value of that youth who is feared by his near and dear ones? How can that youth rest in peace? How can he sleep peacefully? How can he live his life peacefully when his elders fear him? That no, my honor is in danger if I say anything to him. He will disgrace me. He will not listen to me. He will not pay heed to my advice. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, value this youth. Great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before you become old. And those people who value their youth, then because of them valuing their youth, their old age also becomes valuable. Why? Or how? Those people who value their youth, spiritually they progress. And those people who become very strong spiritually, they are able to do in their old age what other old people cannot do. Number one. Number two, because of the good amal that a person carries out in his young days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala normally preserves his health also. He will become sick, so that his status is elevated more and more when he gets older. But overall, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will preserve his health and he will be able to carry on until he breathes his last. Hazrat Shah Yaqub Sahib Mujaddidi Bhopali Rahmatullahi Alayhi, a very great saint, very pious personality. He was in Bhopal. When a person reaches the age of 70, 75, 80, 85, 90, then you see a hump in his back. So at the age of 85 to 90, he was fit and healthy. No hump, nothing. So somebody said in Urdu, aap jhuke nahi. You have not bowed down. Aap jhuke nahi. So the answer he gave was, ji haan, isliye ke main jhukta rehta hoon. He said, because I continually bow down. So I have not bowed down. I continually bow down. Right from my young age, ruku, sajda. Number three, those people who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their youth, when they are healthy, when they are energetic, and due to old age, illnesses, they are unable to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will grant them the reward of those things that they were doing when they were healthy and when they were young. Youth is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That young man who looks after himself in his youth and who abstains from the filth of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him shade under his throne on the day of Qiyamah. He will be resurrected from the grave, and from the grave straight in the VIP lounge under the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even before the reckoning, he will get assurance that inshallah I will go in Jannah. My reckoning is going to be easy. So life is a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wealth is a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Youth is a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number four, health. Health is a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that realize that health is also a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and utilize it before you become sick. Because what you are able to do now, you will not be able to do when you become sick. But if you do good now, and due to illness you are unable to do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you without you carrying out that amal. And number 5, faragaka kabla shughli. Your leisure before you become busy. MashaAllah, all of you are sitting here today in the masjid. You are free and you have utilized this time. You are free. You are free, you have utilized this time. And at this very moment, there must be other hundreds of servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hundreds servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who must be utilizing the time also. But there must be other hundreds and dozens who are free, but who are not utilizing the time. They are just lazing away. Thinking that next Sunday will be the same, so I will utilize next Sunday. Or this is going to be my cycle for the next 10 years. It's not going to change. My circumstances will remain the same. So I will do something next Ramadan. And then people suddenly become busy. Suddenly become busy. Their job changes. Their commitments change. Wife is in hospital, parents are in hospital, children are in hospital. Court cases, this, that, you are running around from here to there. And then we remember those moments. I wish I was able to do something for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I was saying there are so many favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which we do not even realize that these are favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From them are these 5. It is for this reason the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam specifically mentioned that these are 5 great favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Realize them and utilize them before they are taken away. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ni'matan, there are 2 favors. Again, he is exhorting the ummah. That realize that these are great favors. Ni'matan, maghbunun feehima kathirun minan nas. Lots of people make a big loss as far as these 2 favors are concerned. What are they? As-sihhatu wal-farag. Health and leisure time. Health and leisure. Free time. We waste so much time. When we are healthy, we do not do anything for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like our respected Mufti Sahib, Hafidhahullah ta'ala, said to us that we should be very, very careful in matters of Sharia. This is haram, I must stay away from it. Be it major or minor sin. Major, I must stay away from it. Minor, I must stay away from it. Makruh tahrimi, I must stay away from it. Makruh tanzihi, makruh, detestable. It is permissible. Makruh tanzihi, it is permissible. Allah will not punish anybody for carrying out a makruh tanzihi act. Makruh tanzihi, but reward will become less. So if a person performs a salat without any makruh tanzihi, and if he is granted 1000 reward, then a person who carries out a salat with makruh tanzihi, he will be granted 900 rewards. So one can say that is a punishment. Makruh tanzihi, it's a punishment. But he will not be punished in its literal sense. But makruh, makruh, detestable. What is the meaning of detestable? It is something to stay away from. It is of a lower degree than makruh tahrimi, but the term is makruh. So we should stay away from it. Fard must, wajib must, sunnah muakkada, necessary. Sunnah ghair muakkada. Sunnah ghair, sunnah, the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is it something to leave or to do? Mustahab, desirable. If you leave mustahab, you will not be punished. But desirable, what is the meaning of desirable? Desirable, it is something that Allah likes, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam likes. So we should be very, very careful in saving ourselves from the minutest loss of the hereafter. Minutest loss of the hereafter. So I was saying amn, safety and security is also a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go to Pakistan and ask our Muslim brothers and sisters there. Ask the people of Pakistan what amn is. What great favor amn is. Go to Syria and ask them what amn is. Go to Palestine. Ask them what amn is. And these are not the only three countries. There are so many countries where those activities don't take place which are taking place in these particular countries. But you don't feel safe. You always have this fear lurking at the back of your mind that something may happen, something may happen, something may happen. This amn Allah has is a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is disobeyed, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes unhappy, it is this favor that He takes away. When the humans reach the peak of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is at this moment that Allah takes away this favor. And also the following two favors. Man asbaha minkum aminan fi sirbihi. One who wakes up in the morning from amongst you, whilst he is safe and secure amongst his people. Wa mu'afan fi jasadihi. And he is healthy in his body. No illness, no sickness, no pain, no grief, no anxiety. Physically, mentally, he's okay. Itminan is there, sukoon is there, tranquility is there, peace of mind is there. So one favor is amn, security and safety. Second is health. Health. The body is fine. He's okay mentally, he's okay physically. وَلَهُ قُوتُ يَوْمِهِ. And he has enough provision for his whole day. So he has enough to feed himself and his family for 24 hours. After that, he doesn't have anything but for 24 hours. If there is no amn, if there is no amn, safety and security, a person will remain in anxiety. If there is pain in the body, unhealthy body, again anxiety. And if he does not have enough food to support him, again anxiety. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him three items. Number one, safety and security. The mahol is safe and secure. Number two, his body is safe and secure. And number three, he has enough to sustain himself for the next 24 hours. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that these three favors are so great, so great, so great. فَكَأَنَّمَا حِيزَتْ لَهُ الدُّنْيَا بِحَذَافِرِهَا. It is as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him the whole world. No diamond, no pearl, no gold, no silver, no dollars, no pounds, no mansion, no factory, no shop, nothing. But he has these three things. It is as if he has the whole world. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and these are basic needs of every human, and Allah grants it to everybody. But when Allah becomes very unhappy with people, collectively, they disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much, so much, so much, so much, Allah becomes very unhappy, He takes away these three ni'mats. There is no peace and security. Health gone. Health gone without sabr. If health goes with sabr, that is ni'mat from Allah. Health and no sabr. And to sustain one's family becomes very difficult. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرِيَةً كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُطْمَئِنَّةً يَأْتِيهَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِّن كُلِّ مَكَانٍ فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ فَأَذَاقَهَا اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوءِ وَالْخَوْفِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَصْنَعُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the similitude of a nation. Kanat aminatan. They were in security. Safety and security. Mutmainatan. They were full of tranquility and peace of mind. Yatiha rizquha ragadam min kulli makan. Good food used to come to them from all four directions. That means there was so much barakah. فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ. Instead of utilizing these favors in pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they became ignorant. We are wealthy, we are healthy, we don't need anybody, we are independent. So they became ungrateful upon the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And instead of obeying him, they began disobeying him. فَأَذَاقَهَ اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوءِ وَالْخَوْفِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them taste hunger and fear. Allah changed the circumstances. The barakah was gone. The safety and security was gone. And Allah says that Allah made them taste the garment of hunger and garment of fear. Why did Allah say garment? Garment of fear, garment of hunger. To show us that the fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent upon them and the hunger Allah had sent upon them was not insignificant. It covered them from all four sides like the garment covers a person's body. Bima kanu yasnaun, because of what they were doing. So in order to save ourselves from punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world, in the hereafter, from the unhappiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world, in the hereafter, we must value these favors. Value these favors and be grateful to the giver of these favors. And the question I want to leave you with is, then when we wake up in the morning every day, for the past so many days, so many weeks, so many years, have we not found ourselves in this very situation? When we wake up in the morning, amn is there, alhamdulillah. Since I have come into this country in 1973, I have experienced only amn when I wake up in the morning in this country. From 1973 until today. amn. Mu'afan fi jasadihi, healthy, alhamdulillah. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does send illness, then alhamdulillah, it is with sabr. And all of you experience this. When you experience a headache, when you experience some pain in the stomach, when you experience flu or cold, what do you say? It is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sabr. I'm asking Allah for shifa, I'm taking medicine, I'm trying my best to recover, but Allah is forgiving my sins. This is sabr. It is not a punishment. So health is a great ne'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and sickness with sabr is a more greater ne'mat. Because health will give you comfort in this world, and sickness with sabr will give you comfort in the hereafter. So as far as the health issue is concerned, health aspect is concerned, since 1973 experience the same every day. Mu'afan fi jasadi. Walahu kutu yawmihi. And food for 24 hours? No. Not only for 24 hours. The wealth we have accumulated, or the type of income that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for us, I think nobody in UK fears that he will remain hungry in any part of his life. I don't think so, any person fears. Because the ultimate stop is the social security. And guaranteed, if I become unemployed, social security will support me, so guaranteed, risk is guaranteed, alhamdulillah. So we have safety and security, we have health, and we also have enough to sustain us for months and months. So we've got the whole world. So as far as world is concerned, it is as if we've got the whole world, according to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we believe in him, whether we understand it or not. So we've got the whole world. The question I want to leave you with is, we've got the whole world, alhamdulillah. What have we done for our akhirat? The world is there. Where is our akhirat? What have we done for our akhirat? What are we doing for our akhirat? What do we intend to do for our akhirat? The answer is not much. I am concluding now. The answer is not much. We haven't done enough for our akhirat. We are not doing enough for our akhirat. And we are not intending to do enough for our akhirat. If that is the case, that we have not done much for our akhirat, we are not doing much for our akhirat, we do not intend to do much for our akhirat, despite that, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us the whole world, despite that, then if you make a firm resolution that from today, my life will be for akhirat, imagine how much Allah will give you. So make akhirat the goal. Make akhirat the goal. If we make akhirat our goal, then without making dunya our goal, dunya will be ours. If akhirat becomes ours, then dunya will be ours. Because when a person makes akhirat his goal, he makes Allah his goal. And when a person acquires akhirat, he acquires Allah. And when a person acquires Allah, then Allah controls the whole universe. Everything will be in his favor. Allah will direct each and every item in his favor. Everything will obey him. Like we find so many incidents in the lives of the Sahaba Rizwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. Everything used to obey. The wind used to obey, the fire used to obey, the earth used to obey, the water used to obey, the animals in the jungle used to obey. Everything used to obey. Time does not permit me to go into detail. If we become Allah's, Allah will become ours. Man kana lillah, kana Allahu lahu. One who become Allah's, one who submits to Allah, Allah will become his. Allah does not submit to anybody, but Allah will fulfill all his desires, all his wishes, as long as they are not detrimental for him. As long as they are not detrimental for him, Allah will fulfill all his desires. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was once grazing sheep and goats, and he became sleepy, became tired, sleepy. He tried to remain awake because he feared the wolf on his goats, on his sheep. So he tried to remain awake, but eventually the sleep overtook him and he fell asleep. When he woke up from his slumber, from his sleep, he woke up with fear in his heart. What must have happened to my goats, my sheep? And to his surprise, he saw that the wolf was behaving like a sheepdog and looking after the sheep and the goats. So he said, "Oh Allah, this is ajeeb." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Oh Musa, you have become the way I wanted you to become. So I have become the way you wanted me to become. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Tu ek mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. Agar ek tu nahi mera, if you one is not mine, then despite having everything, nothing is mine. Tu ek mera, to sab mera. If you one is mine, then everything is mine. Despite having nothing, everything is mine. Falak mera, zameen meri. The heavens are mine and the earth is mine. وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرْآمَنُ وَاتَّقَوْ لَفَتَحْنَا عَلِيهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The earth is mine and the heaven is mine. وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ, if the people آمَنُوا, accepted iman, وَاتَّقَوْ, and thereafter they made me their goal and abstain from anything that displeased me, لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. We would open the doors of barakat from the heavens and from the earth. So friends, make these two resolutions. Resolution number one, from today, Allah will be our goal. Allah will be our goal. We want the love of Allah. We want to love Allah. We want to recognize Allah. We want the closeness of Allah. We want to please Allah. We want the pleasure of Allah, happiness of Allah. Allah will be our goal from today. And number two, in order to acquire Allah, in order to acquire His love, in order to acquire His pleasure, in order to acquire His ma'rifat, His recognition, in order to acquire His closeness, proximity, goal number two, we will abstain from anything and everything that displeases Him. Whatever sacrifice we will have to give, we will give, but we will not displease Him. And if overcome by nafs, shaitan, we do something that displeases Him, we will not wait for the next second, we will repent immediately and make Him happy again. We will keep Allah happy all the time. We will not do anything to displease Him. If we do, we will repent immediately. And other than that, we will do everything that pleases Him. Every step we take, we will question ourselves. Is this going to please my Creator or displease Him? Is going to please my Creator? Alhamdulillah. If it is going to displease my Creator, no. We need to go through this exercise in the month of Ramadan, so that by the crescent of Shawwal, by the day of Eid, we are ready to live this same life throughout the other 11 months. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك، يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها، أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين، ولا تنزع منا صالح ما آتيتنا. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى، واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان، واجعلنا هداة مهتدين. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم ارزقنا شهادة في سبيلك، واجعل موتنا في بلد رسولك صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد، ونعيما لا ينفد، ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة، جنة الخلد. اللهم اجعل خير أعمالنا خواتيمها، وخير أعمارنا أواخرها، وخير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه. يا ولي الإسلام وأهله ثبتنا به حتى نلقاك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك، وتحول عافيتك، وفجاءة نقمتك، وجميع سخطك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من جهد البلاء، ودرك الشقاء، وسوء القضاء، وشماتة الأعداء. اللهم اشف مرضانا، وارحم موتانا. اللهم إنا نسألك حسن الختام، والعفو عما سلف وكان. اللهم واقية كواقية الوليد. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم لا تجعل فينا شقيا ولا محروما. اللهم اجعلنا من أتقاء شهر رمضان. اللهم اجعلنا من أتقاء شهر رمضان. اللهم اجعلنا من أتقاء شهر رمضان. اللهم اجعلنا من التوابين، واجعلنا من المتطهرين، واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين المخلصين المخلصين المحبوبين المتقين. اللهم اجعلنا من أوليائك المقربين الصديقين المقبولين. اللهم ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا، إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله، عاجله وآجله، ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم، ونعوذ بك من الشر كله، عاجله وآجله، ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك عبدك ونبيك، ونعوذ بك من شر ما عاذ به عبدك ونبيك. اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل، ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا ولأهلنا ولمحبينا ولمحسنينا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات، إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. ربنا تقبل منا، إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا، إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. رب اغفر وارحم، وأنت خير الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وآخر دعوانا الحمد.